Many businesses in Mexico and along the border were dreading today. It was the day tariffs on all Mexican imports threatened by President Donald Trump were set to begin. A last-minute deal reached between the two countries has stopped those tariffs for now. And now to get the latest on the deal and reactions to it, we've got Murphy Woodhouse on the line from KJZZ's Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Mexico. Good morning, Murphy.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so before we get into the deal that was reached on Friday, there was another tweet this morning, right?
There's always another tweet.
Right.
So early this morning, Donald Trump did not provide many details, but he alluded to what he said was a very important part of the immigration security deal. One, quote, the U.S. has been asking about getting for many years. It will be revealed in the not too distant future. And if he says that the Mexican legislature will have to take action on that, and if whatever that deal is does not move forward, he again, of course, threatens tariffs.
Okay, so we don't know exactly what that means, but what were some of the key elements of the deal that leaders did release and reach on Friday?
For sure, yeah. One of the big ones was an expansion of what is known as the migrant protection protocols border-wide. That's an already existing program, but currently pretty small scale, in which Central American asylum applicants in the U.S. are returned quickly to Mexico to wait for their cases to proceed. Beyond that, Mexico has promised to deploy their recently created National Guard across the country with a special focus on southern Mexico and the border with Chiapas, where many of the Central Americans cross into Mexico. And then also there are elements of support for regional development in southern Mexico and Central America, with the idea being that a more stable and prosperous Central America would not be sending as many migrants.
So it sounds like there's a little bit for everybody in this.
There are a lot of elements, yes.
Yeah. So what are reactions like to this? I know we've heard some positive reactions from the business community on this side of the border.
For certain. And relief, I would say, has been the most significant reaction to this deal, certainly among the border and Mexican business leaders I've spoken with. Those tariffs would have been a major barrier. I mean, they started at 5%. You hear 5% all the time, but would have increased stepwise to 25% by October, which would have represented significant costs on imports and ultimately to the consumers, the U.S. consumers of many of those goods.
Mm-hmm.
And then some more critical responses that have come through as people have kind of digested the deal. Some people have pointed to the fact that many of these elements may have already previously been agreed to. There's the sort of line is there's not much new here. And then also the MPP, the Migration Protection Protocols, those could represent a major burden for Mexico. They were sort of presented as an alternative to Mexico becoming a safe third country in which those Central Americans would actually seek asylum in Mexico. But because asylum cases take so long and because Mexico has promised to provide many services to those awaiting the conclusion of their cases, you could still have Central Americans waiting for years in Mexico, across the country, and especially in northern cities.
All right. So even though tariffs have not been imposed, I can't imagine there were not, you know, already impacts just from the threat of a tariff, right?
Yeah. So this tariff threat comes on the heels of a number of threats to shut down the border. So there have been a lot of threats that have scared a lot of border businesses in recent months. Businesses don't like uncertainty, and there's been a great deal of uncertainty recently. And just to cite sort of one specific example of how these things can have consequences, even though the policies may never become real, a lot of Mexican planters are currently putting their planting schedules together, what they're going to grow, how much they're going to grow, et cetera. And they're doing that in an environment in which, you know, they were facing 5% tariffs, possibly up to 25% tariffs. Now they're not. So there's just, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and that itself can have a great number of impacts.
Yeah, definitely. All right. That is Murphy Woodhouse from our Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, talking about the latest deal reached on tariffs with Mexico. Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
I always have a good time. Thanks a lot.
So President Trump says the 5% tariffs won't be slapped on goods from Mexico today, but that doesn't mean he won't reintroduce that threat sometime in the near future. If he does, where does that leave American businesses, and how could it affect Arizona's relationship with Mexico? I caught up with economist Jim Rounds of Rounds Consulting to ask him about how much that uncertainty impacts how business leaders decide what to do.
Yeah, and it's that uncertainty issue that comes up a lot. We've already had uncertainty for the last year related to talks with China. Mm-hmm. We've had a difficult time implementing, you know, the equivalent of NAFTA 2.0 by different name, but people understand that terminology better. this ratcheted it up quite a bit because the country directly south of us, where we have spent a lot of time building a solid relationship and where we could be seeing exponential economic opportunities going forward, talking 25% tariffs on all goods, that's very severe. And when you see the uncertainty, that's when you see job numbers suddenly come in a little bit lower than you would expect. You see the stock market start to slip a little bit eventually. But the U.S. economy is still very strong. Don't put too much into the recent job numbers just yet. Look for another couple of months of weakness. But the Arizona economy is outperforming the rest of the nation. And as long as this isn't long-lasting, we're still going to be a leader over the next entire decade. Mm-hmm. But that's my concern. My bigger concern is longer term, but it's still not good short term.
You've built this great relationship with Mexico. The economy's still doing well. Why shoot yourself in the foot other than as a negotiating tactic? Is there anyone that you trust in the realm of business or the economy that feels like tariffs in this case would make sense?
People that understand math know that the tariffs don't make sense. The people that purposely ignore it have a different opinion. On these types of issues, though, it is an economic issue. But in terms of the negotiations and what I'm used to is I could come in and provide numbers and estimates and say, here's what could happen. That might be 25% of the conversation. The other 75% or even more could be more political discussions. And so logic, when you can't just say, here's the right number, and it's not just a 2 + 2 = 4, it's a little bit more complex. These discussions drag out, and we have very strong personalities in certain political positions across the country that are feverish about immigration issues. And I think that's fine, but there's a little bit of a disconnect between the tariff of 25% potentially hurting our economy and what's happening across the border, but maybe it is getting some people's attention.
What about tourism? Is this gonna hurt the relationship enough where fewer folks from Mexico will want to come to America, at least for a short period?
That's a really good question. You have the tax, essentially, that's passed along to the consumer in all these different ways. You have the longer-term impact of business development and the tourist side, too. And there are many studies. U of A puts out fantastic studies every year or two. And the numbers are significant. And I think some of the tensions will cause some short-term problems. But longer-term, that would be another thing to add to the bigger economic consequences. Slower job growth, but part of that would be the tourism industry. So this thing really reaches almost everything. It seems like a simple international trade tariff. Mm-hmm. This is a three-minute story. No, this touches the entire economy.
So you're an economist, but you know politics well. What does it say to you, if anything, at this point? The U.S. Chamber has come out strongly against this. Obviously, the Arizona Chamber, Glenn Hammer, has as well. It almost seems like it's falling on deaf ears. Does that tell you something about the politics of the economy and tariffs and even how this administration feels about those?
I think it seems like it's falling on deaf ears, but it's really not. And the Arizona Chamber and Glenn Hammer, when I need to better understand a complicated international trade issue, I call them. When you're negotiating, you're helping communicate, you have all these new relationships that can maybe, you might be helping to work things out behind the scenes. I think that they understand the economic impact, but they also are responsible for some of our economic growth or a big chunk of our economic growth and strength because of everything they've been doing. So they know the value of our relationship with Mexico and international trade. The people that I know in the administration and in the different places down at the state capitol, mm-hmm. they know these things. It's just you have to be careful when you negotiate, and you have to play things close to the vest for a little while.
Economist Jim Rounds is president of Rounds Consulting. Jim, good to see you as always. Thanks.
Thank you.